fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and I want to wrap up. We've been talking about all week in these dynamic passages from the gospel, taken from John's gospel, chapters 14 and 15 and others, Jesus teaching us about love. Our fundamental vocation is love. But before I jump into that, I want to make a correction. A month or so ago, I did a couple of shows talking about identity and talking about death and other things. And in the context of it, I read what I understood at the time was sort of like Steve Jobs' final words on his deathbed that were supposedly recorded. And I picked that up on YouTube. I'd heard a little presentation on it and stuff. And it turns out his wife has never confirmed that. It's probably not true. It's possible, but it's probably not. And so I just wanted to make sure. As soon as I found that out, I pulled those shows off the air. So you won't find those on the archive. You'll find other shows that are older shows that I put in their place. And so it wasn't my intention. I don't ever want to say anything on the program that isn't true about anybody. So I wanted to make sure I apologize to you for that and to take responsibility for it, and to Mrs. Jobs if she's listening to the program, which would be wonderful. Anyway, God bless you. I just want to let you know that's the case. But back to our topic today. Today is John chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. It said, Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." So we began the week where Jesus is making clear to us that it starts first with our loving the Father. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." He defined what love looks like. Love looks like obedience and trust and surrender and abandonment. And in the context of a relationship, a rightly ordered relationship, God's our creator and God's our father, and we're made for him, and everything he does to us and for us is good. He has our good in mind, and he's completely and utterly trustworthy, and Jesus knows it. But he also knows that your heart and mine, every human heart, is clouded with sin and darkness and doesn't see it. And in some ways, deep down, friends, we don't trust God, which is why so many people keep God and the whole idea of God at arm's length, and why they don't even want to take up the question of God or want to make sure they define a God and accept a God that fits their own worldview and their own way of life, and a God that isn't going to really make them change. That's a huge temptation, because it satisfies two things in us that we have going on. We're creatures that were made for God. And whether we consciously know it or not, there is a longing in each of us for it, which is why there's lots of different religions and lots of different ways people, even things like the force that's out there, something bigger. We know there's more on the one hand, but on the other hand, we don't want to entrust our happiness to anybody. We want it to stay under our control. We want to make sure our life is going to be happy the way we want it, the way we define it. And so we need to keep a certain distance from God and the religion thing, because God, who says, if you love me, you're going to obey me. Well, obeying someone, following someone else's commandments, doesn't sound like fun. It doesn't sound like it's going to make me happy. It sounds like an imposition on my freedom. And the only way, of course, I'm going to be happy is if I'm free. So we delude ourselves that you can actually have authentic freedom apart from your creator. But what we have is that fallen human nature freedom that mostly seeks ego, satisfaction, gratification, that looks for pleasure, it looks for recognition, wants to be petted, wants my name and my brand up in lights. I want everybody to see how great I am. I mean, that's what the flesh is all about. That's what it's after. And so there's this tension within us. And so we end up with a confused identity and oftentimes a lifestyle that's lukewarm, or a lifestyle that opposes God. Remember what Jesus said. Being in that place is like being in a lukewarm place. And the scripture is very clear that God said, being lukewarm makes me sick. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. That's pretty dramatic, because you're not made to be lukewarm. You're made to be on fire. You're made to be on fire with God's love. Jesus said, I've come to cast fire on the earth. Would that it were already ablaze. What's he saying? What's the fire? It's the fire of God's love. It's the passion of love that was in the heart of Jesus. Jesus said, I've come to cast the fiery love of God into the earth, into the hearts of human beings, so that you will be set afire and you'll know who you are and you'll live a life that's completely consistent with who you are as God's son and daughter, a creation of God made by love, made for love. You'll know your vocation and you'll live within it, and it's going to be the love that's in Jesus Christ, the love that put God first, that was full of that trust and abandonment. And Jesus gladly said, yeah, what makes me happy, what brings me joy is to obey the Father. That's where it's at. That's the only place for fulfillment, for peace, for integrity, with healthy integration. It's an obedience to the Father. It's the love of the Father. In each one of us, even as I'm speaking now, I'm thinking of my own life and how at times I just feel that so deeply within me, like there's a fire there to want to love God. But other times I'm very hypocritical. Like I want to keep a distance from God because I want to do stuff that he may not want me to do. Or I want to be a little bit more lukewarm. I don't want to be too serious because I'm afraid it's too demanding. And I don't want to aspire to what he's calling me to and how he wants to help me get there. Friends, this stuff runs really deep in all of us. It truly does. And it's a battle that he's come to free us from. I said something earlier this week that relates to what the Lord is saying to us about love, that in the book of Revelation, those who die as martyrs in the Lord, it said, they love not their lives even unto death. They died. They were martyred. They were killed, and many of them brutally killed. And they refused to deny Christ. And they trusted the Father even unto death. And they gave to God what belongs to God, which is total trust. This is why the movie that came out by Scorsese about the book about the Jesuit priest who apostatized, who denied Christ, and the movie, it's a really powerful book, and it's brilliantly written, but my view is ultimately it sends the wrong message. Part of the message is, wow, it's a huge human struggle to be put in the place where literally you're being tortured, and if you just deny Christ, it'll lift. I would never say that's an easy thing to go through. It's not, and the human flesh is always tempted for that, but the witness we have of throughout the scriptures and the great saints is they had an eternal perspective and they understood that death is a blink of an eye. Death is, it's a passageway now. It's not something we have to fear. And in the movie, part of the theme was, well, if I apostatize, if I deny Christ, then other people who are being tortured because of me will be let off the hook. That's taking upon yourself something that doesn't belong to you, and that's the destiny of those people. That belongs to God. What you know you're supposed to do is, Jesus says over and over again, obey my commands. If you love me, you'll obey me. If you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before your Father in heaven. Jesus is totally clear about that stuff. And so what you say in that situation, and by God's mercy, you'll be able to say, no, 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 I trust God. I mean, people stood before Jesus when he's on the cross and said, wait a minute, this can't be your God. Get down off that cross. What kind of God, what kind of Father are you following? This can't be right. This can't be his destiny for you. You're stripped, you're humiliated, you're naked, you're dying. You're dying a death that you shouldn't have to die. As a criminal, you're being humiliated and brutalized, and you're being left alone. Come on down off that cross. It's not fair. So just walk away from his purpose for you. It's a lie. What took Jesus through that was, I know I'm going to be okay if I stay in the Father's will. And in that case, I was talking about earlier from the movie, to be able to say, I don't know everything, but this I know. The best place for me to be is to stay faithful to the Father and to the Son and to the work of the Holy Spirit. And the best thing for those people, even though our enemies are brutalizing them right now and they're going to torture them even more, if I say yes to Christ, I put them in the hands of God Because if I turn away from this, if I turn away from God's purpose and plan because I don't want something bad to happen to the other people, now I'm taking the control of the situation. That's a bad place to be. You need to be in the hands of the Lord. And that loving, simple obedience. And that's also how we love, to will the good. I don't want to give an example to other brother people following Jesus that it's okay to apostatize and to turn from him. That's a horrible example. And it could have a devastating impact on those people to say, my mentor did this, so this is what I should do too. And they lose that moment, that special moment where there will be grace for them to bear witness even unto death for God and love of God. So here's John's Gospel 15 today. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Is Jesus your friend? You know, one of the prayers I have most consistently is, I mean, I know my own weakness. I know my own weakness really well. It's probably worse than I even know it. But I pray, Jesus, I just want to die your loyal friend. I don't have to have my name up in lights. I don't have to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't have to be a power broker in the world. I just don't. What I really want is I just want to die your loyal friend. And I know I can't do that without your help, because I know what's in my heart. But I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I want to put my hope and trust in you, Lord, for that. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. That line's worth chewing on, friends, for the whole weekend. Are you Christ's friend? Are you a friend of Jesus? Doesn't have much to do with how you feel. The answer is, are you obeying his commands? That's how he looks at it. He said, I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master's doing. I call you friends. Here again is another example of when people say having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When you have a good friend, you have a personal relationship with him, correct? That's all that means. Jesus calls us friends. We've entered into a relationship with him. And he's given us the Holy Spirit. He said, who revealed to us the Father. He'll show us everything Jesus taught us, everything he wants us to know, and he'll lead us and he'll guide us. That's Jesus' intimate presence in us, leading us, helping us. That's Jesus being the ultimate friend. And he wants us to love him like a great friend. Because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. How's that for intimacy? All the great stuff he received from the Father. He revealed the Father, and he gives it to you, and he gives it to me, if we want it. That's the key. Do you hunger? Do you thirst? He said, it was not you who chose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go bear fruit that will last. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another. The week began with love for God, and it ends with love of neighbor. Two great commands, right? The gift of the Spirit and the work of God in you as a new creation is what makes it possible. Receive it, friend. Walk in it and love Jesus until the day you die. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.